plunging into the third hour of the program, and you, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. Enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. We'll start things out this hour with a question. Mark, you got something that I think came through email.
Yeah, it's actually, we just got it through email. I think it's a great question, so we probably should kick it off with this. It says, hey, Mark, I have a question. I don't think I quite understand the concept of the voluntary society that you guys talk about. And when we talk about the voluntary society, it's not like we're talking about something that we can achieve tomorrow or anything like that. We're talking about a future where humans are able to interact with each other on a voluntary basis, as opposed to what we deal with right now, where governments exist, coercive governments exist that stick guns in people's faces and make them do what they want them to do, and as a result, actually don't do what their stated purpose is. The governments are intended to protect our rights, but in the process they must violate them in order to protect them.
It's true. It's a paradox. So,
it doesn't make much sense. And, I understand the ideas behind, a smaller government. I'm for a smaller government. I'm not against these ideas. I'm for more freedom where I can get them. Whatever. I just don't want people to think that we're talking about, going from what we have today to, something different tomorrow, because I think that that could be disastrous. So if we go to a voluntary society, the services such as roads, police protection, fire protection, etc., that our tax dollars pay for would be paid for by each of us. And I'm confused with this concept. I don't make that much money, so in a voluntary society that would people could not pay for services, what would they do if they couldn't pay for these services? This bothers me because I know quite a few people who would be in the same boat. Any help y'all could provide would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, so the question is if...
Well, in a voluntary society, if people couldn't afford to pay for services, how would services be paid for? How would they get them?
Well,
I mean, don't people need fire? Don't people need police?
People are already paying for it, though. I guess that maybe he doesn't see that. Maybe he doesn't feel like he's paying for those services because he might be, let's presume, because he's saying he doesn't have a lot of money, let's presume he's a renter. So he's renting a home or renting an apartment or renting whatever.
Right.
So in that rent, you're paying for all of those services. You're paying likely the
property taxes.
Of the person who owns that that piece of property.
Right, the person who owns the property that you're renting from is paying property taxes. Generally, for a business to be successful, they must cover their overhead. It is the unlikely business that is going to make it for very long where they're not covering the overhead. So you're living in a domicile upon which property taxes are paid, and you're paying to live in that domicile. So you're covering the cost of property taxes.
The property taxes now are, of course, it's money that's going to the government. The government is taking that money, and they're providing their services with that money. And, of course, as we pointed out, in the absence of a monopoly, you actually have competition in the area of products and services. And when you've got competition, you have things like innovation. You've got price reductions because the competitors are always trying to one-up the other guy, and so, therefore, they're moving in a general direction. You look at the computer industry, for instance. Computers are far more powerful now than they ever have been in the past, and they're cheaper now than they've ever been. I'm not saying that water is going to have the same kind of technological advance as a computer chip, but nonetheless, prices in the marketplace tend to go down over time on any given product when you don't take inflation into a
Efficiency play. Comes into play. Businesses compete against each other, and efficiency comes into play, whereas government has no motivation to be efficient and is very bad at it.
I think one thing to note, especially about this sort of situation with the fire, the police and the roads and whatnot, is that there's not going to be one size fits all. There's not going to be one solution. There's going to be different solutions to this problem. In some cases, it might be a cooperative. In some cases, it might be privately owned. In some cases, you might pay a toll. You might have a toll that once you start on this road, some fire services might be volunteer fire departments work all the time.
Right, and I'd like to point out about volunteer fire departments. People say, well, you need a fire department. Well, fire departments really are there to keep the fire in your house from spreading to the next house.
Right.
And that's the biggest role of a fire department. Currently, most of the geographic area of America is covered by volunteer fire departments. And the saying in my area it goes, you know, that about when you talk about volunteer fire departments, I'm not just talking about the one that I volunteer for. I'm talking about all of them. Ah, we've never lost a cellar hole, which means it's a joke that says that generally the house burns down by the time we get there and we just put it out and the cellar hole's still there. Because cellar holes don't burn.
Right.
Concrete. It's a joke talking about how the houses aren't saved.
Right.
Generally, fire departments aren't something, you know, that people already don't get, a lot of people already in the United States don't get a lot of service out of their fire department. The biggest and most important service that you get from a fire department is the fact that the fire won't spread from someone else's house to yours. So you're talking about a low level of service, probably wouldn't be terribly costly. I'd like to talk about roads for a second, and I think that Ian's come up with some really great ideas. Imagine if there was no competition in roads, if there was competition in roads and no restrictions on how they were done, people might very well put advertisements right on the pavement where people drive, and then those advertisements would pay for the road itself. Those businesses could pay for it. I mean, it would just turn into another ad venue. Some people would say, that's hideous. Well,
buy a road.
Or you move to a community that has a different sort of standards or practices. And also keep in mind that a lot of the money that you spend, the hidden taxation through whenever you buy a gallon of gas, every time you register your vehicle, the little things like buying oil and it has its disposal fee added into it. When you go and get your car fixed and there are certain taxes you pay for the parts, if there's sales tax in your region, all those sorts of things, that money's still in your pocket now. You didn't lose it.
Yeah, that's right.
All those taxes, it's a very good point, JJ. We should have said that exactly first, is this is the most important point, is there's a huge amount of taxes that you're paying that you don't know about, that you're paying for these services, and you would have that money back.
True. We only touched on property taxes, and that could amount to, I mean, I know what I charge my renters here, and it's the bulk of their rent is covering my property taxes on this this home, the duplex that I own. And so that there could be literally rent reductions by the hundreds of dollars. I mean, at the very least, $100, $200, $300 could come off the top of all the rents around town. That's a very realistic possibility. If property taxes were to go away, you could say, well, the landlords are greedy. They're not going to reduce their rent. Well, I'm not like that. I want to make sure that my tenants, if I've got good tenants, I want to make sure they're happy. I want to make sure they're going to stay where they are. So if next month the property taxes in Keene, New Hampshire disappear, which approximately amount to $500 a month for me on a $200,000 house, if the property taxes just disappear, then I can all of a sudden tell my renters, hey, you don't have to pay the full amount now. Now you can take $200 off every single month, and you can put that towards getting whatever those services are that you need to purchase, whether it be fire protection or police protection whatever.
It's a huge point. And I'd like to
talk education
real quick about cops. What do you generally get out of your police service? What
hassle.
Do you... Well, I mean, really, what do you get out of the service? Because, I mean, everybody knows the cops make a lot of money from speeding tickets, and they make a lot of money from, busting pot smokers and things like that.
I saw a Keene cop help push somebody out of a snow situation.
It's awesome. That's awesome. I've been helped in the same way. But I'm asking, I mean, really, that's what you want cops for? To help people push people out of snow berms? Because I don't think people do.
No.
I think the idea is just to protect your house from burglary, but they really don't. Cops are there locks do, armed homeowners do. Cops are there to give you a police report once you've been burglarized, which if cops weren't there, you wouldn't need the police report anyway.
Well, an insurance company could do that.
Right. How often does somebody get their stuff back from their house being burglarized? Property crimes are the lowest on the list. You can say that the very fact that cops exist, that violent crimes and property crimes are diminished simply because people are afraid of getting caught. And I would agree with that statement. But in that, in the circumstance where people are saying, well, I want a certain level of service. I want my house driven by every day by a private security company. I want my house driven by once a week. I don't care if you drive by. Just come when I call you.
Well, that goes back to what JJ was saying, where there would be different varieties of options available. Maybe you would prefer to not have any service whatsoever and just arm up and lock up your home and get a guard dog.
If you take your amount of property taxes that you pay, find out the amount you pay for cops. I suspect that is hundreds of dollars a month, and you could get a security company that would drive by your house for that.
I don't think it's hundreds of dollars a month. Most of the property taxes around here.
Hundreds of dollars a year.
I was going to say, most of them are. I am paying hundreds a month for the school system, though. More coming up. You take control. That I don't support at all. It's Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk?
For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options, broadband, dial-up streams. Around the clock, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. It's streamed to you. Plus, there are listen lines. So if you've got a phone that can dial long distance, you can dial in and listen to our streams via that method. In addition, there's our webcam. which is, by the way, brought to you by Memory Dealers. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to enjoy the webcam. Again, brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, and up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches in stock, ready to ship the overnight delivery, MemoryDealers.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We're, I think, still in the midst of this question from the listener who was curious about the voluntary society. It's a new idea for him, and he's uncertain as to how he, who is someone of little means, perhaps maybe early on in his life, he doesn't have much wealth at his disposal. He's concerned about how he's going to get the services that the government is offering if people aren't forced to pay for them.
Well, I think especially in the protection service, the easiest and simplest answer would be the first step would be to have your own protection, your own personal protection, firearm or what have you. Or if you don't feel comfortable with that, there's mace. There's all kinds of different non-lethal weapons you could employ. But being trained in that as well.
To back this up, I'd like to point out that the first police department, I don't think, was created until the 1850s. So somehow or another, we survived in this country. And honestly, the police departments, my town doesn't have one. And police departments became, they didn't become ubiquitous until you're talking about, mid in the 20th century. So
yeah, there's nothing stopping
a man with a gun on his hip. It's going to be far more effective in preventing just the gun sitting there, preventing crime than
which is why
else.
You don't have a problem with crazy home invasions going on in your town, Mark, because
yeah.
There are people that have guns in that community.
I would say the vast majority of them. I wouldn't want to play the gamble game that would, doing a cat burglary at a home in my town.
Yeah. So again, just across the board, the services and the product that the government is currently providing and usually monopolizing would be available cheaper due to competition. They'd be better due to competition, like the police force, for instance, would actually be accountable for its actions and wouldn't be trying to raise money for itself by ticketing people. It would actually just be out there providing peace officer services.
Wouldn't get away with raping people?
Right. It wouldn't get away with anything.
That's the story we just read.
Yes. Right, a couple, like last hour. But the police departments would have true accountability because people would be able to pull their business from them. They would be able to give their business to the competitor, or they'd be able to start their own competitor and offer their own solutions and their own products and services in the marketplace. So products, the prices of these things, these services would come down. There'd be a greater variety of different types of services available for people, and you would have all the money that you currently are being taxed to death with, whether you see the taxes or not. Again, you're paying rent, you're paying taxes. You don't know how much of your rent is actually taxes. No renter knows the answer to that question. Only the landlord knows that.
Well, and some renter knows that what their landlord pays in property taxes.
It's very rare, wouldn't you say?
Not common.
Very rare. So again, you'd have all that extra money, and then you would get to decide how to allocate it, rather than allowing some government bureaucrat to decide how to allocate it, who absolutely is not accountable for making those decisions.
Well, think of it this way. A good one for protection is there's several protection agencies in your town. Your home gets burglarized, and you want to have someone investigate it, maybe collect some fingerprints, such. They're going to come, and they're going to charge you just as anyone else that came to your house to provide a service. They would say, we can perform the service for you. We'll collect fingerprints. We'll do all the forensics.
That's if you didn't think ahead, JJ.
Well, right. I'm just saying, I'm trying to, jump ahead to some of the straw man arguments that are presented. In that a lot of these things are more like when you use this service, that's when you pay for it sort of deal.
Unless, but there's also an insurance model, too. Like, that's why I'm saying you didn't.
Sure.
That's in the case of somebody who's like, well, I don't need this protection insurance.
A person who doesn't have a lot of money and doesn't want to buy the insurance.
Right, that kind of person. But a person who doesn't have a lot of money but still has things they prize would want to buy, hopefully would see the value in buying this insurance, because it's pretty rare that you've got break-ins. It's less rare that you've got a fire, but it's also still pretty rare that some sort of violent crime or property crime is going to happen against you. So for the most part, most people are just going to pay into that insurance program, and they're not going to have to collect. But if they do have to collect, then that avoids having to pay for whatever the price would be of having to hire a private investigator to come in and to investigate and to take inventory or to do whatever, because they would already been paid for by the insurance company. And in that case, what can happen is the insurance company would come in and say, all right, well, this is what you're missing. Okay, we've investigated. It looks like you're telling the truth. So we're going to cut you a check for whatever it is you've lost. Then you've been made whole at that point. It doesn't matter to you whether they catch the bad guy, because it's done as far as you're concerned. It only matters to the insurance company as to whether they catch the bad guy at that point. So you'd have services that would be offered, and it would likely be very, very low cost over time because it's not going to be used too much.
So I think that the way to look at this is all we're advocating is for people to have choice in these areas.
Exactly.
For instance, if I live in my town and we have to pay $3,300 a year for taxes, and about $2,500 to $3,000 of that goes to for the government school system that I don't send my kid to, that I don't tend to send my kid to ever. I've never, I've never employed somebody who's gone to that government school. I have nothing to do with that government school except that I'm extorted to have to pay for it. And I decide I want to educate my kid differently. I'll take the money that goes to that and I'll use it, and plus whatever money else I want to put in it or less or whatever to educate my kid. And that's what I choose to do, that I'll just X that off my taxes, and I don't want to pay that part. And instead of them coming to take my house away, they just don't provide me with the service.
Yeah.
That is what a voluntary system is.
Well, also,
it's the decision to pay for it or not pay for it, and that would be the same with fire or police or whatever. But if I want those, then I could pay for fire or police. Or if there was another organization in town that was offering these services at a better rate or better service or something, then I would choose to pay them. This, all I'm advocating is that somebody who doesn't want whatever ex-government service there is out there to not have to pay for it. And that is not a radical idea.
I think also with the protection service, you have to consider that if the protection service is only worried about handling actual claims and violent crimes, they'll be much more focused and dedicated to those things instead of
Absolutely.
Wasting time with speed traps and searching bags at a high school or getting the guy smoking reefer in the corner. You know, it's things like that that will go away, that will create focus within the protection agencies, and
focus.
They can focus just on the violent crimes that are happening and maybe prevent some instead of just reacting.
And probably operate on a much leaner fashion, because if you're focused on just
exactly.
those areas, you don't have to have five cop cars around town that are just sitting watching for speeders or whatever. Those guys can be investigating real crimes, and you don't have to have a bloated police department. You could really kind of scale things down, still provide real protection services, and not have to, you know, nobody would be worried about getting pulled over for silly crap anymore. Man, that's a huge benefit right there. Think about the amount of money that poor people are taxed after the fact by having tickets and things like that laid on them. That's hundreds of dollars that some poor people are paying into the system every single year.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, Oregano Oil Plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I also blog over at freekeen.com, as does JJ.
Yes.
And we've been talking about this idea of, well, what will the voluntary society look like? What would it be like to pay for services like police and fire protection and schools without having this government, this one-size-fits-all monopoly, forcing people into a system they might disagree with, forcing them to pay for a service or product that they might disagree with? What would it look like without that? And there's a great book over at freekeen.com. It's over actually at book.freekeen.com called The Market for Liberty. And I'm pleased to announce, and actually I haven't put it up quite yet, but now that I'm going to mention it on the air, I'll take care of it tonight after the show. But we unfortunately had to pull down the PDF form of this book. It was a few years ago that I contacted Laissez-Faire Books, which was the, you know, the copyright holder. I don't believe in intellectual property, but some people do. And so I wanted to, you know, go through the right channels. I didn't want to step on anybody's toes. So I got in touch with Laissez-Faire Books, and I asked them if I could create an audiobook version of The Market for Liberty. You know, spend my time and my effort, whatever that's worth, to create this this production, and which, you know, had not existed before. And I had come across this book and I thought it was so great, that's what inspired me to do it. I thought, wow, this book, you know, written 1970 or 1971, it was really way ahead of its time. There are a lot of really cool ideas in there that make more sense today than they might have made sense in the 1970s. At least that's what I thought while I was reading it. So I got in touch with them and they said, yeah, they thought that was fine. And one of the provisions of my agreement with them was that in return for reading this, you know, as my payment, if you will, for doing this work, I'd get to distribute it for free. That I would get to put this, what I considered this great book, out into the world, onto the internet, for free, to allow people to download the audiobook version at zero cost and enjoy the book. And then hopefully, you know, folks would like it enough to where they buy themselves a hardcover, and in theory, it would actually increase the sales of the book. And I believe that it has. I don't have the numbers to justify that belief system, but I know that a lot of people had never heard of this book before because, again, it's from the early 1970s.
Out of print.
Yeah, well, it's not out of print anymore.
Okay.
But this, nonetheless, it's,
but at the time,
it's a book.
It was, right?
At the time.
I
don't know. I don't recall. You know, you still would have been able to get it had you wanted to get it. But it's just another Liberty book, right? There's a bunch of Liberty books
out
there.
You get lots of books that are out of print right now.
Right, right. I understand that. I don't know, Mark. I'm not sure. And it doesn't matter anyway, because the people were selling it. Laissez-faire Books was selling it at that time. So whether it was out of print or not, they had enough to sell. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea was, okay, I get to distribute this book for free in return for doing it. So that's what I was doing. And then I saw that the folks over at the Mises Institute, which is a kind of this libertarian, I don't know if think tank is the right term for the Mises Institute. It's more of like a... What do you how do you describe that? Is it like an institution? Like a is it a college?
Well, I think there is a learning. You know, there is something with the classes. I imagine. I don't know a whole lot about
Institute for Higher Learning.
Okay. So anyway, Mises Institute, they had released The Market for Liberty in PDF form. So you could download and read it as a book on your computer, print it out if you want to. And I thought, well, okay, Mises has got it. I'm going to put it up on my site. So I copied it over to Free Keen, put it up there, and that went fine for a little while. And then Laissez-faire Books went out of business, and they sold essentially the business at that point, the bankrupt version. They sold it to somebody who wanted to buy it up, and the new owner, I guess, was a little bit more of a stickler for copyright than the previous ones that I'd had the agreement with, and he started sending out threats to people that were hosting the PDF version of the book, and I basically told the guy to, you know, go jump in a lake, essentially. I said, look, I'm not going to remove
this. You
had
an agreement.
Yeah, I had an agreement.
And just because the agreement wasn't with him does not make make it so the agreement wasn't valid. When he bought the business, he bought the agreement that you that they had previously made.
Right. So so basically I told, you know, I blew the guy off, essentially, and he left me alone at that point. I let him know that, you know, we were not going to remove the book, and if he wanted to come after us, that would be fine with me. So I kind of left it sit there, and he apparently let it sit there, too. And then I guess he decided to sell the business another year or two later. I'm not sure how long after. But sold it to a group called Agora, I believe, or Agora. And they have taken it over, and Dr. Mary Ruart decided to contact me. Now, I got a lot of respect for Dr. Mary Ruart. She's one of my favorite authors. She wrote Healing Our World, which is probably the book I recommend the most on the ideas of liberty. She writes me out of the blue to say that, that Laissez-faire Books has been taken over by this new company, Agora, and they noticed, or she noticed, that the PDF, somebody noticed the PDF was up on the Free Keen site, and she said she thought there was a chance that they would be cool with allowing that to continue, but in the meantime, while she checks on it, she wanted me to take it down. Because I've got a lot of respect for Dr. Mary Ruart, I decided to honor her request and take down just the PDF. The audiobook was still there. It's always been there. And so now that they've gotten settled in or they figured out what it is they're doing, I was put in touch with a guy that's in the head of the company, and he did give me permission to repost the PDF version of The Market for Liberty. So the reason I've gone through this lengthy explanation about the history of The Market for Liberty over at freekeen.com is, A, it's going to be reposted here tonight. I'll put it back up after the show's over. B, this is one of the best books for the guy that emailed. I don't recall his name. Was it Brandon or something like that? Or anyway, somebody emailed you, Mark, about a question regarding the voluntary society and how things would work. This is an excellent book that has a lot of great ideas and explanations. You don't even know who it was. Well, anyway... the person
I had the email up in front of me. I responded to him. We talked about it. Here, you can listen to it on the podcast. Have fun.
So the nice gentleman or lady who emailed you could go to book.freekeen.com, or anybody that wants to learn more about the voluntary society or how things could work in a free marketplace in the absence of the government coercive system. You could go to book.freekeen.com, download the audiobook version of The Market for Liberty, and then later you can get the PDF version as well from that same place. It's a great book, and it really goes into some detail. And it was a big paradigm shift for me, especially on the issues of police services. That was a real hang up for me. Like
How in the world could police services work in a freer marketplace?
I couldn't get my head around that, and I had to read it a second time. And I remember you and I were traveling at the time, Mark, when I was reading this book, and I was so excited about the ideas that I was literally, I think I was reading it to you on the airplane or something.
Yes, you were
like
bubbling
that.
Over about yeah. it. I really wished you would just leave me alone. That's how I felt.
So, anyway, I highly recommend it. Please take a moment to go to book.freekeen.com and take a look at it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to go to the phones here. John is on the line in Florida. John, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Hey, John, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I called you that night about the education. So how are you guys doing tonight? Everything's good?
Super.
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
Well, I actually hadn't listened to your show tonight. We only get it on Saturdays, but I did want to call in and ask...
Where are you in Florida? I'm sorry.
Tallahassee, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, very good.
Well, my question was, we don't have this law here, this texting and driving law in Florida yet, but many states do have it. And I was wondering perhaps if you had a little bit more information on it, because, this is my supposition in that when they were to pass this law, of course, like you guys have mentioned, how are they going to know? How are they going to know, right? Well, my understanding is, of course, all they need is that slight probable cause, which would be, oh, I see the light in the car, I saw this, I saw that, right? And we can all agree that that's probably reasonable enough for them to pull you over. Almost anything is.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem, my worry, is what comes after that, is how do they prove that? And like you said to Mark the other night, you said, oh, well, they can look at the text, or maybe Mark said that you can look at the time on the text. But that requires them to enter your phone.
Right.
So all they have is this loose probable cause that we may have perhaps seen him using that, and from that alone, they're allowed, I'm assuming that this is what would happen in order for them to prove it, to basically confiscate that phone and go through all your data in order to learn that. And, do you think that's the case, or has it been exemplified as the case? Or
I don't believe, well, first off, they can make a law that says that it's against the law to text and drive. And within that law, I don't believe they'd be able to say something like, and the officer can check your phone in order to be able to verify in order to get the ticket.
But wasn't there a case recently where they've...
Yeah, there's an interesting case, and I'll talk about it in a second.
All right, we'll come back with that here in a moment. Hang on, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, what's going to stop the cop from grabbing your phone and just doing it?
Maybe
you
want.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on again online at freetalklive.com to enjoy features like the mobile site. You got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, get quick access to our streams and podcast. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
You have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They know that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call. The best equipment money can buy since your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
All right, let's continue here. John, I think, is still with us listening in Tallahassee, Florida. John, are you there? Yeah, you were calling to ask tonight about the texting and driving situation and the police as to whether or not they could actually take somebody's phone from them and look through your texts, look through your data to see what you've been up to.
I think they'd have to actually see the person using it in order to make it an actionable offense.
No, I don't think they could do it either way. Here's the reason. It's illegal to drink and drive, right?
Right.
But they can't force you to take a sobriety test.
Well, they can in some states, like Florida.
They can force you to take a blood test if they if they have a doctor on duty or something like that, and standing by, they'll take the blood. But they can't make you blow into a breathalyzer. They can't make you walk the line or anything like that. So I don't think they can actually search your phone. However, in California, I think it was the California Supreme Court, might have been the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals or whatever it is. I'm not sure exactly which, but I think they ruled that after you've been arrested, the police can go through your phone.
Yeah, they have. Johnson sent me the link here to CNN.com, where it is the California Supreme Court that you can indeed have your cell phone searched if you've been arrested. But does that mean that you've been handcuffed, or is a speeding ticket considered an arrest? Because normally I've heard that it's considered an arrest when you're ticketed.
Right.
So if they've got a reason to write you a ticket, does that mean that they have a reason to search your phone, too?
That's my main question, is if I were to be in that situation, which there's no law for that here, but would I be okay to deny them access to my personal property, which is my phone?
Well, you never know whether you'll be okay when it comes to a cop and what they'll do to you. I mean, you could be dealing with a rogue cop who will decide to, beat you up on the side of the road. I mean, you never know whether you're going to be okay or not in refusing to allow.
I think you can always deny. I think you can always deny your personal property or your person to anybody.
Right. You don't consent. Okay. I don't consent to searches, period, end of story. I do not consent to searches.
I appreciate you guys answering that. I did have one more random question, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
It's concerning New Hampshire. You know, of course, I like to take a trip up there and everything, but I was just wondering, for people looking to move there that aren't as well-equipped, do you guys have people around there locally that offer, for example, they rent rooms or something along those lines to people?
Absolutely.
Looking to come up there.
Yeah, there
okay,
are.
How would I find resources for that?
Good question. There are what they call pork houses, which are frequently houses that are owned by porcupines. Porcupine is the mascot for the Free State Project, so it's kind of an alternative term for people that have moved here as a result of the Free State Project. They purchased homes. They may be renting them. There may be rooms available. Or in some cases, it's a group of activists that are living together in a home that they are renting, and they've got a spare room that they're looking to rent out. I know that there have to be at least one or two rooms like that that are available right now in Keene. So what I'd recommend is is it portmanor.com? I think there's one website that is devoted to this.
I know nhmove.info has attempted to collect all this stuff together. I know that there's stuff at freestateproject.org, and I thought it was portmanor.something. But
I believe it's portmanor.com. nhmove.info might be a good site. Plus, if you're looking specifically at the Keene area, we've got the Free Keene Forum. You can just go to housing.freekeene.com, and that will take you to the specific section of the forum that's all about housing. Frequently, people will post an open room that they have there, or somebody who's looking to move might post that they're looking to move and when they're looking to move and ask for suggestions as to if anything is available. So, again, the Free State Project also has a forum over at forum.freestateproject.org. There may be something
The NH Underground is a good forum to go to and talk with a statewide group of people. It's just nhunderground.com. And you go to that, you'll have the top link is to the forum. And that's okay. A good place to talk. A lot of the time when you want to come and live here, you actually have to get to know some people. You can't just send one message and expect someone to lay out the red carpet for you. I think a lot of people might have that misconception. But what the idea is you're pretty much joining the community. So a lot of that is talking with people, getting to know them and bonding and such.
Right, so a good idea.
But you could always move
up
for the Free State Project by just getting an apartment or whatever.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sure you can. I mean, you can go and get an apartment from anybody, but it's going to be more expensive than, say, getting a room in a house where other people are living. It may not be as plush of an option to just get a room, but it's a good starting point. It's a cheap way to get your feet wet, so to speak, to get up here with a low cost of, low outlay up front. So I also agree with what JJ is saying. It's a good idea to come, say, to forum.freekeene.com and introduce yourself.
Definitely.
And maybe involve yourself in a few discussions. And even better than that is once you've introduced yourself digitally to people, make a plan to, if you're planning on visiting before you move, I didn't. I just bought my house sight unseen and I moved up here and it worked out for me. But a lot of people come up for a visit first. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, of course, is an ideal time to do that. So you'd want to go to, say, the NH Underground or the Free Keene Forum or whatever. Introduce yourself. Start getting active there. That way, when you come up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you'll already know who some people are.
Yes.
And you can say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I'm going to be coming up, and, look for me or whatever. That way, when you come here to Porkfest, because it can be a little awkward, showing up when you don't know anybody at all. And that can be kind of difficult. So building some level of bridge via the internet, via the forums first is a good idea.
And not being afraid to introduce yourself. A lot of these, we're all used to new people coming and new movers, new visitors, and we're used to the fact of meeting new people. So sometimes you walk into a situation and everyone's sort of talking, and if you just walk up and introduce yourself, say hi, I'm a new mover, and I just want to meet some people around here. People will take the time to talk to you, and as long as you're not a jerk or anything, you'll probably get along with a lot of people. I'm not saying you are, but
right.
Obviously there's...
Oh, we got plenty of jerks. Don't worry.
Okay, guys. Well, I really appreciate it once again, and I appreciate everything you guys do. So thanks very much.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate the call. And also, if you're out there listening on the radio station that only – if you only hear the show on Saturday nights like he does there, call your local talk station and tell them thanks for airing Free Talk Live. Talk to the program director and tell them thanks, and then ask them, to take the weekday show as well. We're starting to see that happening this year. It's looking like it's going to be a good year for the Free Talk Live weekday edition. So 800-259-9231. Any other comments on the cell phone situation with the police taking
well, I know if you have a smartphone, there are certain programs or applications you can buy that will you know, like it's an emergency wipe that will get rid of whatever data is there, and you have your backup stored off of the phone. And that's just like a one-button emergency hit thing. Turning off your phone if it has a password on it. I mean, there's a lot you can do to protect yourself from illegal searches and seizures.
Yeah, passwording is certainly a good idea.
Yeah, if you have a lock screen you can put on.
I think the best thing in a circumstance like that is a camera. The you know, the freedomcam.net, the dashboard dash cam. Yeah, the dashboard black box dash cam or
that
whatever
thing
it's called.
Is awesome.
Yeah, it even has infrared for nighttime. So I can't imagine that a cop can look at your cell phone in order to determine whether or not he can write a ticket to give you a ticket. You
I can imagine
arrest.
It going there soon. If it says if it's not there right now, I can imagine that happening within a couple of years.
Okay, well, I cannot imagine that being the case right now that they could do such a thing. So, you know, can they give you a ticket?
Well, I think there's a distracted driving catch-all, just like disorderly conduct. If see you weaving at all, they'll just pull you over and try to gig you on a light out.
Oh,
or
if they want to get you,
warrant,
you're got.
Or
you know,
yeah. Look, the cops are going to do whatever they want to do. A lot of people say, well, they got to follow. No, they don't have to follow any stupid laws. The laws protect them, okay? Yep. You have to understand the cop is going to do whatever he wants.
And, you know, I want to point out that there was a situation, it was early last year, where a reporter was following a cop that they thought was involved in some stuff, and he called into the precinct, had the cops pull her over, 12 cop cars, and not a single one of their dash cams caught the incident.
Curious.
Yeah.
They were all malfunctioning.
Yeah,
or
malfunctioning
turned
or turned off. It's really odd. So, you know, if you think that it's that dash cam that's going to keep them from saying, oh, yeah, it looks like you got a taillight out here, or, you know, whatever it is that they want to do. I mean, they can. I'm not saying they do, but I'm saying that they can.
Well, they get away with murder and rape, so why not?
Yeah. And as we just read the story, tonight about rape, you know, so
that's not hyperbolic.
No, it's not.
So you have to take responsibility and do what you can to protect yourself. And, of course, having a personal video camera or more than one is a good idea. Streaming live to the Internet is also a good idea. And, plus, if they do decide that they want to get you with a texting ticket, go ahead, take it to court.
Exactly. Challenge it.
Well,
make them work for it.
Right, let's see what they have to prove that you were texting. What is their burden of proof in that particular case? How many times has it been taken to court? Ever? Has anyone ever taken a texting ticket to court rather than just paying it like most people with their tickets? Anyway, we're out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.